Hello, my name is Alice Bowen, and I'm so pleased to have this opportunity to share with you my testimony. It not only helps me to remember that wonderful day when Jesus claimed me as his own, but it's an encouragement, I think, to us all to hear everyone's story. Everyone has a different story, and God is the author of each one of them. So thank you for this opportunity. I was born in Illinois. I spent my entire childhood in Illinois. I grew up in a little tiny town in Carroll County, Illinois. And it was a wonderful childhood. It was a place of wide open spaces and horses and close friends and a small town, the way you can get to know everybody in the town. And so it was a good childhood. My parents were churchgoers, and so we were there at the Baptist Church in Mount Carroll, Illinois, just about every week. There was music there. I started singing in the choir when I was a teenager, and it was sort of at first like, okay, I'm going to go because my best friend Sarah is going, and but it blossomed into a wonderful thing in my life, and you'll hear a lot more about that. I searched spiritually as a child, but as Providence would have it, I never really heard the gospel challenge to come to the Lord, to seek him, to find him, make a decision. I never heard that kind of language. It was a kind of a Baptist church. There's lots of varieties there within Baptist churches, and so I never was challenged to do that. So that was a sad thing. But then I went away to college. In Ohio, I was actually planning to major in music and become a music teacher. And so I was studying a lot of clarinet, and I also was able to sing in choirs, and I had to take piano lessons, which was wonderful. And so I was immersed in music there. But I was very prideful and arrogant, and I thought, okay, what's the best way to get to know people here on campus? I mean, I'm the little fish in the big pond now. I was the big fish in the little pond, now I'm the little fish. And so how do I meet people? Okay, I'll go to the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and I'll meet some people there. And some people on my dormitory were going there, so I'll go there too. And like I say, I was very prideful and arrogant, and I thought, well, these people, you know, they must have closed their minds. They're talking about the blood and you know, all these gory things. And I'm, you know, I'm going to be the intellectual. I'm going to help them, you know, sort of widen their thinking. You know, that was my job. But God had other plans. Praise him. I attended a retreat with InterVarsity Fellowship my junior year in college in Cleveland, Ohio. And it was there and I don't remember too much about it other than the fact that when I came back home and I was telling my roommate about the weekend, it was suddenly like a bolt of lightning. I am a child of God. This was for me. It wasn't just words on a page. It was the living God that had invaded my life. And I went from darkness to light, and from life, from death to life. And I went from condemnation to freedom. And God, you know, God has a sense of humor, and he is very wise. And he knew that I needed that kind of an experience so that I would never be able to say, oh, well, you know, it was just, you know, some emotional thing that happened. No, it was like one moment I was lost, and now I'm found. And I walked around campus, I remember, with this silly grin on my face in January in Ohio. It was cold, but my teeth were cold, but I was grinning this silly grin because I knew something had happened in my life. And in Psalm 42, it says that, you know, as the hart pants, as the deer pants after the water brook, so longeth my soul for thee, O God, for the living God. So that's who I found that day in Ohio when I was 21 years old. So I not only had a sense of who I was in relationship to a holy God, but my whole attitude towards music and art and philosophy and learning, it all changed. Music was no longer something that had to be studied so that I could just do it absolutely perfectly and gain glory for myself. No, it was not that. It was a way that I could praise God from my heart. It was a language of my soul and spirit that I could express to God, and it became so rich and wonderful. Unfortunately, well, providentially, we'll say, I changed my major from music to religion. And so the opportunities to play my clarinet just sort of went away because, you know, if you're not in an ensemble, if you're not in the conservatory, if you're not, you know, doing that kind of thing, then, you know, you're just sort of out on your own. And I thought, well, I'll just put it away. And it was put away in the closet for 20 years before I got it out again. But anyhow, I'm jumping ahead. I graduated in 1970. I was engaged to be married to a young man that I'd met there on campus. I went away for a year working as sort of a short-term missions program, in a short-term missions program for the United Methodist Church in Southwest Virginia. My coming to the Lord was the first step in my walk with God. And so, as you all know, there are paths that are rocky, and there are paths that are green meadows, green pastures. After my husband and I, the man I was engaged to became my husband, we moved here to the Baltimore area, and many of you know knew Alan. He died and our children were 6, 10, and 6, 10, and 14. And that was a horrible blow. That was the dark night of my soul. But I learned God is faithful in the trials. He doesn't change. His mercies are new every morning. And many of you prayed me through those dark days. At that time, I was playing in the orchestra at Chapelgate Presbyterian Church, and that was my anchor, my sanity anchor, I said, because I could do one thing that was beautiful and lifting of my spirit. So then I met my present husband, Steve, and we were married, and now I'm a grandmother and enjoying them. I saw them all my kids and grandchildren yesterday, and I've learned many things, and right now what I love the most is, besides music, is studying the Word of God, and I've found such depth and riches there. And this is a book that is the eternal Word of God. It's not like any other book. And for a while, it was a struggle to feel like I was growing in the Lord. But recently, through the ministry of Precepts Ministry, I've been able to find ways to dig into this word. And my time there is God and me and his word. And it's been a real, real wonderful blessing to me. And you know, life continues to have ups and downs, but God continues to be faithful, and God continues to use his word to build into my life the things that will make me more like Jesus. And that's his plan for each believer. And one day, you know, we'll see him face to face. And I look forward to that day. And thank you for listening.